This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Hey, it's homeroom. That's what we do every homeroom. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Monday, February 3rd. Homeroom, welcome. Good morning, Dr. Johnny, Jess. So good to see that you guys made it.
February.
The most month to say.
We used
it's not
to
a leap year, I don't think.
It
I
is not have, a leap year.
No, it's not a leap year, so.
Depends, but you know what? I might want it to be a leap year because here
you
we
want
are.
An
what?
Extra day?
No, I
no, man. Glutton
no,
for the pain.
Actually, I was thinking, can we leap over the year?
Can we leap over the year? I don't think
because
that's how it works,
leap years
man.
Is where Tim experiences his payday. If you listen to Friday's drop, you know what I'm talking about. Listen to
payday. Hey, come
it has
on.
Nothing was... to do with actual paydays.
Nope.
No.
So you know,
nope.
I'm not
okay,
trying
though,
to say he doesn't get paid.
I just thought, you know, I mean, and typically, you know, the listener is out there ready for like, what's the education news on this homeroom? You know what? We need to take a break from the education news because as our good friends, Teacher Joanna and Teacher Hallie remind us, sometimes we just need to check in and see how everybody's doing.
Oh, boy.
And... you know, the reality, yeah, is that it's now February. January is over. January 20th came and went. Yes, that was MLK Day, but it was also Inauguration Day for the new Trump administration. And I'm just wondering, you know, here as we start February, can you guys, are we going to get through four more years here? I'm just, you know, I'm wondering, I mean, come on now. Meals on Wheels has now been halted.
Well, that freeze has been put on freeze.
Okay.
But you know, more news on that later today. It's a strange time.
It's a strange time. And I just think about that, you know, where we've come in seriously in like 2 weeks, the chaos, I think that's the best way to put it out there. The chaos that has intentionally been forced, foisted, you want to know, jammed down the throat of everybody right now that we're going through. I want to say I was hoping that maybe it wouldn't be this bad. But at the same time, when I'm looking and listening to other people, it's kind of like he's doing exactly what he said he would do. And are you guys surprised? I mean,
no.
How, Johnny?
Not the slightest bit surprised. I mean, so, you know, it is not pleasant. It's not something I'm cheering on over here. But no, I'm not surprised about, you know, the executive orders, the onslaught of these things and the rush to do it. If we're just to dive in to mm-hmm. the politics in the moment, not to be like the sky is falling, because like usually I'm the guy who's like, whoa, everybody, the sky is not falling. But like large objects are definitely falling in the sky. It's like big chunks of democracy are coming apart here. And so I don't want to make light of actually a pretty heavy time. But at the same moment, the sky is still there. And there is a meaning behind some of the madness of this rush. And some of that is because folks like voting does change democracy. Mm. And there is a midterm elections that could really be lost given the rate of which things are quite frankly being burnt to the ground.
Mm.
And there are parts of our country burning as we're having this kind of conversation. So there is a lot of upheaval. There is a lot of delivery on what was promised in terms of some of the big ticket items. Can they actually be filed through on, or is it just a lot of hot air?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, Tim, on Friday's episode of Face-Offs and Free Throws, like breathe, right? Like sometimes we got to remind ourselves to breathe and to take in the moment and navigate the chaos, right? Because it certainly is not chaotic. So there's a lot of weight to the moment, but again, I remain somewhat optimistic in terms of, I don't think it can continue.
Mm.
And I also don't think, I know, like Jess said, there's a freeze on the freeze.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the stuff sometimes we say we're going to do and then we do it, but you can't really do it.
Right. There is still the matter of law in this country. And right. And as much as you know, Tim frequently refers to him as TFG, that guy.
Yeah.
As much as he may claim that he's going to do something and try to do something, when it is blatantly unconstitutional, when it is blatantly in violation of the laws and the processes that we have in this country, there are still, at this moment, many, many, many people who are standing up and saying, no, that's not mm-hmm. how we do things here.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, so this is, as we come into with you know, Busted Pencils, public education, though, too. And, you know, we've been, you know, particularly over the last, 4 years, I mean, we've been talking about, you know, public education's foundation to democracy. And how we learn in public schools and through our communities about what it's like, the responsibilities, the rights, the privileges to live in a democracy. I'm just thinking of the kids that are out there right now that are kind of looking at this moment and saying, well, it democracy, Dr. Slecker, Dr. Johnny, Jess, seems to me like there are no rules in this current democracy. And mm-hmm. why should I stay in school and learn about civic participation and the rule of law when the absolute number one person in our country has said, and not even, you know, metaphorically or by, you know, has pointed out and just said, well, those might be the rules for your democracy, but in this new world, I'm going to enforce new rules. So I, Johnny, as much as you want me to take a breath, optimism is a little bit hard to come by, but I'm thinking about teachers and students in this moment and how to help them hold on. And in fact, even teach from that standpoint, teach courageously in this moment to actually be able to inspire a movement that preserves, protects, and in fact continues to advocate for democracy. I don't know. There's a whole lot there.
I mean, and teachers, we're all working on this all the time, and we're talking about this. We just had this conversation last week in class. Like, how do you teach social studies in this moment? And again, I'm going to come back to that redundant quote. Like, are we going to teach about democracy in these times? Of course, we're going to teach about what's threatening democracy, and we're going to be really honest and fact-based. And so that's why I also recommend that breath, because even with the best of intentions, if we don't pause to take in what's happening, and again, I'm not supporting it and I'm not cheering it on, but if I don't take a moment to breathe and find balance in how I'm going to teach about what's happening in this moment, and I'm likely to do so with a lot of emotion that doesn't necessarily maybe bring in as much reason as necessary. Hmm. And certainly there's enough rational evidence that we're making some pretty dangerous decisions as a country. Hmm. But also I got to remember the development of where my students are at. And I'm not going to, it's my responsibility not to contribute to more dysregulation.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't be like, oh my God, what's going on this week? Can you believe it, kids? This guy's ruining our country. I mean, it's like their anxiety levels are going to be like flying off the charts. Not that that's what you're doing, Tim, but reminding ourselves, like, the pause isn't so much like whitewash it into like everything's okay.
Mm.
It might not be, but we're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is, as a community of people, as democracy, like, it will prevail. So part of the idea is like, hey, this isn't all that different for people who have been living in extreme poverty for the last mm-hmm. couple of decades and are still around, you know, living in our communities. This isn't that different for families and communities who have been under threat and fire under multiple administrations, it's a little bit more, it's a little louder. And like, as Jess said, we still have laws. It's going to challenge some of those laws. I'm not cheering it on over here, but also I'm like, hey, my job is not necessarily to throw gas on the fire, but it's maybe to say, hey, let's put a blanket on this fire if we can. And then let's figure out where we're at and what we can do to teach about this moment.
I'm reminded a couple of weeks ago, maybe this was just last week. Time feels a little strange right now. But after we had finished recording one of our episodes, Johnny, I think you had noticed that I was a little frazzled and I was a little blah, 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 blah. And you reminded me that one of the most powerful forms of resistance is to not allow all of the terror, all of the chaos to overwhelm and block out what is important. That we take time to care for ourselves, to care for our families, to care for our friends, to be in community with people. Mm-hmm. That in itself is a form of resistance, and it matters. Absolutely.
Yeah, I thank you, Jess, and for reminding us that Johnny is always the one with those incredible lessons. And I'm not advocating for chaos in the sense of how we react to this, because you're right. The stress, I don't want to add to the anxiety levels, and I think about teachers and students. But I'm also just reminded of all of the, incredible guests we've had over the years with Busted Pencils that would point out to us that, our responsibility as educators, public educators, though, is to, in these moments, not only, kind of keep calm, but to actively resist through teaching. And I'm wondering, though, at this moment, how inspired some teachers actually might feel to do that work today, because it now feels legitimately like it's a big risk to teach from that standpoint of resistance, because it could be construed as left-wing indoctrination or something like that, as opposed to just advocating for plain old democracy to prevail. That I can feel a teacher saying, like, even if I teach pro democracy, I'm worried, Johnny, Tim, and Jess, that that's going to be interpreted by maybe one of my students, one of the parents, as advocating, an anti-Trump message. And I'm going to be, called out. I'm going to be fired. I'm going to be moved on. And so I'm just trying to make the reality of going, maybe realizing that that is the truth, and that teaching for democracy, being an advocate for democracy in these times, is going to really require us to band together in ways that bring us, that support of our brothers and our sisters in this moment, to realize that advocating for democracy, it might be indoctrination towards democracy, but it's not left wing. And if it appears to be anti some individual in the government, then we should be having this discussion. So I'm just trying to figure out how to help teachers and students navigate this moment if they do want to resist.
Well, Tim, I'm going to back you up just a minute.
Go for it.
Indoctrination and democracy don't work together in the same sentence. You can't indoctrinate and have a democracy. That's a form of fascism. To indoctrinate. Democracy in its essence is decision making with all members of whoever's part of the decision being made by those impacted by the decision, and all the different values and beliefs and understandings and needs and wants that they bring to that decision making. So to be indoctrinating is by nature anti-democratic. So democratic education, right, and learning or teaching in a way that supports democracy, it models democracy, and it prepares us to be democratic citizen, is never indoctrination. So even the critical educators, the ones that I'm going to say, hey, man, like, take a look in the mirror when you're giving me a lecture about how I should be teaching right now, when my priorities are around being regulated and checking in on all the members of my community. But you're not you, Tim, but no, I'm just going to say maybe our past guests might be freaking out. But Trump is the president and he's doing this and he's doing. Hey, my job is to mind my business here, which is part of the larger business. But I have a responsibility towards calm, care, and compassion and mutual aid in my local community and to maintaining that. Because part of the strategy of any fascist regime, whether it's a extreme leftist fascist regime or extreme right fascist regime, is to take that energy and space away from human communities, and really more than human communities too, but that's a whole separate pod drop, right? This is just homeroom, bro. But I'm just saying, like, it when we teach for democracy, we model that sort of patience and discernment for our students. And any teacher that tells me, and a few last week did, they said, you know, like, what if it's being, you know, what if people think I'm against Trump? Well, you probably are, and you have a right to be, but you're not the first person to not agree with the president. That's the beautiful thing about democracy, right? And so that happened. Like, we agreed with maybe the Obama administration. Now, of course, we had some gripes with it. But part of our freedom and liberty is to have disagreement with our leaders. So I remind us, like Jess said at the beginning, so there are laws, there are systems. They are in question right now because just like boundaries, any teacher out there that teaches middle school or high school knows, like, it is very adolescent to push boundaries. I'm going to take a low blow at this administration. It functions in an adolescent, you know, stage of maturity. At best, but that's a little low blow I'm taking. But it's saying it's going to test boundaries, and it's most certainly testing those boundaries beyond probably most of our comfort or accept or what we deem acceptable. So we'll see how the line gets drawn. But I'm just saying, I'm reminded, like, you can't be indoctrinating for democracy. That's just a form of authoritarianism. And
Johnny, this is one of those moments where Tim was using a bit of that sarcasm.
Oh,
come on, man. We're the indoctrinators of democracy, dude.
No, you are, man. Like, you can, I remember we just had a great drop with a coach last week. And I'm saying, like, more coaches, less cops, you know. Ooh, more regulation, yeah. Less dysregulation, mm-hmm. Right? Let's not ramp things up. Mm-hmm. So when you say, like, indoctrination and democracy, I'm like, no, you can't have this. And I go on a whole jaunt, and Jess reminds me.
It was a good jaunt, though. It was a good place to go.
It was. And I'd say, you know, yeah. Well, you know, again, listener out there, we know, we hear what you're thinking. We feel it every day. In fact, you know what? Reminder, you can let us know. In fact, we would really welcome to hear from our listener, you out there right now, who's got this concern. 608-557-8577. That's the Busted Pencils mailbag. 608-557-8577. What do you want us to talk about in these moments too? I just kind of invite that for you, the listener out there. You know, give us a sense with what Tim, Johnny, and Jess are bringing to you. And now, as we, you know, we've got 4 years in this new space, and, you know, how can we be better at busting pencils with all of you? It's just my kind of a thought right there. You know, Johnny,
we want to bust bigger pencils faster. Big piles of pencils, huge piles of pencils.
The biggest pencils.
We're going to make sure that you can bust whatever pencil you want whenever you want it. No, that's just bad jokes. Hey, folks, it's always great being in homeroom with you. And now it's time for our moment of zen. Our problem with justice is not a corrupt judge or bribed jury, but the ordinary day-to-day functioning of the police, the law, the courts, where property rights come before human rights.
Hey, Hey, make sure you hang out Wednesday, classes in session, Friday, face-offs and free throws, and Saturday, one whole hour of Busted Pencils across all of the civic media outlets. You know, and hey, as we say, keep busting pencils.